Ecstasy, ending today's music feature, Scriabin, A Life in Colour. It was written and presented by Peggy Reynolds and produced by Marie-Claire Doris, and first broadcast in August last year.
Saturday night at the 2011 BBC Proms, and Nigel Kennedy plays Bach. A late-night BBC prom with Kennedy live and unplugged, performing a selection of solo violin works by a composer who, Kennedy says, never fails to show him something new. Kennedy at the Proms, tonight from 10, live on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's a minute past one, and time for the news from Susan Ray.
31 American troops and 7 Afghan soldiers have been killed in a Chinook helicopter crash in eastern Afghanistan, in one of the biggest single losses of life in the conflict. The US soldiers are understood to have been special forces. The Taliban claim to have shot down the helicopter. The White House has strongly criticised a decision by a credit rating agency to strip the US of its AAA status. Standard & Poor's says it downgraded America to AA+, partly because of delays over reaching a budget deal. However, President Obama's office described the decision as deeply flawed, with a $2 trillion mistake. China, which owns about $1 trillion of US debt, has issued an attack on America's economic management. Beijing has urged the White House to cut military and welfare spending. In London, the government said the downgrading vindicated Britain's determination to stick with its austerity measures, and any change in economic policy could put UK creditworthiness back in the firing line. The Chancellor, George Osborne, is expected to have phone discussions with other European finance ministers and members of the G7 nations this afternoon about the crisis. Medical staff at a hospital in Norway say 4 British tourists who were mauled by a polar bear are in a serious but stable condition. A schoolboy, 17-year-old Horatio Chappell, was killed in the attack on their camp. The bear was shot dead and an investigation has begun. The Highways Agency says the M25 may not fully reopen until this evening between junctions 7 and 8 after a lorry crash yesterday. The diversions and delays are affecting holidaymakers as they head for Gatwick Airport. There's a flood alert for large parts of northern England from Northumberland down to North Yorkshire. The Environment Agency has warned of flash flooding and drains overflowing. And the weather elsewhere, southern Scotland will see some of that rain. Southern England and Wales will have brighter spells, though it will be wetter towards the evening. Temperatures will be 19 in London, around 15 to 16 in Edinburgh and Cardiff. BBC News and Weather, just after 3 minutes past one.
And time for today's early music show. Here's Catherine Bott.
Welcome to the first of 4 programmes devoted to the 2011 York Early Music Festival. Across the next 2 weekends, we're going to be hearing 16th century sacred choral music from the Brabant Ensemble, songs and dances that Queen Elizabeth I would have enjoyed from the City Music, and a recital called Visitors to London, given by cellist and gamba player Daniel Yeadon and harpsichordist Neil Perez da Costa. But first, The Star Transmigrates to the Stars. That was the title of a programme of medieval English sacred music given by the Orlando Consort. They began with 3 anonymous early 14th century pieces. First, Alleluia Psalat, Alleluia, celebrate singing of God with cymbals and zithers with glory and praise.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia,
Orlando consort singing sacred music from early 14th century England. After that opening Alleluia came two pieces from the collection known as the Worcester Fragments, both of them hymns of praise to the Virgin Mary, Sponsa Rectoris Omnium and Munda Maria. The venue for this concert marked a bit of a departure for the York Early Music Festival. With a wealth of ancient churches to choose from, on this occasion, it was a Victorian church whose pews were filled for the Orlandos. St George's Peel Street was built to cater for the growing immigrant Irish Catholic population in the Wormgate area of York. It was opened in 1850 and for the next 14 years was the Catholic Cathedral Church for the whole of Yorkshire. It was designed in the early decorated style by Joseph Aloysius Handsome, who was the architect of many Roman Catholic churches, but he's more famous for being the inventor of the Handsome Cab. So, 14th century music in a 19th century church, and the acoustics proved ideal for the voices of alto Matthew Venner, tenors Mark Dobell and Angus Smith, and baritone Donald Gregg. The Orlando consort moved forward 150 years for the next pair of pieces, the anonymous Christmas carol Now Make We Mirth, and before it, the sublime O Rosa Bella by Johannes Bedingham. O beautiful rose, O tender heart of mine, in gentle pity, do not leave me to die.
Yeah.
Orlando Consort recorded at the 2011 York Early Music Festival. There were twin thrusts to their programming. In keeping with 2011's retrospective look at the Festival of Britain, they included no fewer than six pieces that were performed during the series of concerts of old music put on in London back in the summer of 1951. That theme ran through the whole of this York Festival, each piece marked with an asterisk in the programme. The next two that we'll hear both have them, and they're both by the composer who gave the Orlando Consort the title for their programme, John Dunstable. In his lifetime, Dunstable was renowned throughout Europe, as a composer, of course, but also as a master of astronomy, astrology and mathematics, hence the wording of the tender and admiring epitaph from the Abbot of St Albans when Dunstable died on Christmas Eve, 1453. He is enclosed in this tomb who enclosed heaven in his breast, John Dunstable, who had secret knowledge of the stars. This man was your glory, your light, your prince, O music, and one who has scattered your sweet arts throughout the world. In the year 1453, on the day before Christ's nativity, the star transmigrates to the stars. The Orlando consort continued their York concert with Dunstable's Prayer to the Virgin, Sancta Maria Succore Miseris, which was followed by the grand motet Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Creator Spiritus, with its three interweaving texts. Come, Holy Spirit, and send out from heaven the ray of your light. Come, Holy Spirit, and pour in first the dew of the grace of heaven. Come, Creator Spirit, visit the minds of your people and fill them with grace.
Thank you.
A motet by John Dunstable, first heard in 1416 in Canterbury Cathedral as part of a Thanksgiving Mass for the victory at Agincourt, among the congregation, King Henry V. That motet was also heard in London 60 years ago as part of the Festival of Britain, before the term early music had been coined. In those days, Dunstable was Dunstable with a B, as in the Bedfordshire town, while he worked for the Duke of Bedford. But since then, documents have come to light which show even the composer himself writing P, not B. The scholar Margaret Bent is the authority here. She's also remarked that Dunstable had a greater influence on composers beyond this island than any other musician before Lennon and McCartney. Dunstable's Contenance Angloise had a huge influence on composers like Binchois and Dufay, but he didn't exist in a vacuum. He came from a long line of English composers, many of them anonymous, and he was part of a glorious generation. The Orlando Consort paid tribute to three of them later in their programme. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, at the 2011 York Early Music Festival with the Orlando Consort and a programme of English sacred music. John Dunstable was the centrepiece of their programme, and in a moment or two, his motet Crux Fidelis, Faithful Cross Above All Other, Protect Us Against the Wiles of the Enemy. And then the Gloria from his Rex Seculorum Mass. But first, another English carol. A babe is born of high nature, the Prince of Peace that ever shall be.
What tidings bringest the messenger of Christus Pithis Iones day?
Crucifixion.
An anonymous English Christmas carol and two pieces by John Dunstable, sung by the Orlando Consort. I've said that Dunstable was at the core of this concert, but the Orlandos gave us not only some of the music of the tradition he came from, but also three pieces by his contemporaries, all from the Old Hall manuscript, a collection assembled for use in the chapels of the Royal Court. The first we'll hear now is Qualis Est Delectus, What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest of women? The composer was Dean of Wells in the first half of the 15th century, and he's billed merely as Forrest, no Christian name. The second piece is a Sanctus by the enigmatically named Roy Henry, or I suppose we should say Roi Henri, because Roy meant king in those days. It wasn't just short for Royston. It really is entirely plausible, apparently, that the composer of this piece may have been King Henry V. Perhaps he was inspired by hearing Dunstable's motet in that Agincourt Thanksgiving Mass. And lastly, falling firmly into my favourite early music category of little is known about, the composer's name is Bittering, and the double text, a hymn to the martyr, St. Catherine, praising her courage and holiness.
Thank you.
music from early 15th century England sung by the Orlando Consort, who ended their programme with a sensuous text from the Song of Songs, set sublimely by John Dunstable. When he was employed by the widow of King Henry IV, she rewarded him with robes, jewels, and an annuity. Did he in return reward her with this gorgeous piece? Descendi in ortum meum. I went down into my garden that I might see the apples of the glens, whether they flowered and budded. Return, woman of Shunam, that we may gaze on you.
Descendi in ortum meum from the Song of Songs. That setting by John Dunstable was performed by the Orlando Consort at the York Early Music Festival. The Early Music Show was presented by Catherine Bott, and she'll be back tomorrow lunchtime with more from York, music performed by the Brabant Ensemble, and indeed she'll be back again in just a jiffy too.
On Radio 3 from the BBC Proms, Prokofiev and Prokofiev. Sergei and his London-based grandson Gabriel stand shoulder to musical shoulder in a Saturday night prom that mixes two musical styles and two very different eras. The programme also reflects Prokofiev's influence on a young Benjamin Britten, whose early piano concerto is played by one of the stars of the 2011 season, Benjamin Grosvenor. Another great Saturday night at the BBC Proms. Tonight from 6:30.
Well, now the time is 2 o'clock, and that means another chance to hear last Monday's Proms Chamber Concert. Here again is Catherine Bott.
Welcome to Cadogan Hall for the third of this year's Proms Chamber Music Recitals. And today we must transport ourselves from the fringes of present-day Chelsea to the heart of Baroque France, as Christophe Rousset leads his ensemble Les Talents Lyriques in a programme of music by Couperin, F., Lully, Rameau and Monteclair. Quintessential French names, all of them, but there's more than a hint of Italian influence in the music we're going to hear. The marriage of these two great national styles was called the Reunion... I'm so sorry, I will say that in proper French. Réunion des goûts, the union of tastes. Les Talents Lyriques begin in the year 1726, when François Couperin published Les Nations. Four large concerts, composed each of a large trio sonata in the Italian style, introducing a French suite. Couperin was charmed by the sonatas of Signor Corelli, whose works I shall love as long as I live. But he also claimed to understand the keen appetite of the French for things new and foreign in all fields. So when he assembled Les Nations, he Frenchified the trio sonatas as sonades and added, I complimented them with large suites for which the sonade merely serve as preludes. Couperin was called a dedicated servant of Italy by one of his contemporaries, and now we have the chance to appreciate his juxtaposition of French and Italian style as we welcome harpsichordist Christophe Rousset to direct Les Talents Lyriques in the last of the four large concerts that make up Les Nations, La Piémontoise.